You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey there, Maggie.
You ready to wrap up Unit 10?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go. So on this episode, we are discussing Unit 10, Session 5, David Played for Saul. And this is focusing on 1 Samuel chapter 16. God's people demanded a king and chose Saul to be the first king of Israel. Saul was a mighty warrior and saved Israel from some of their enemies, but he was disobedient to God. God rejected Saul as king and chose a shepherd boy named David to be the next king. David didn't look like a king on the outside, but his heart pleased the Lord. This week, we'll see how David served Saul and played music to comfort him. Our story points for this week, for preschool, it's David played music for Saul. And for kids, it's David served Saul and played music to comfort him. All right, let's talk through some activities that might need a little extra instruction or prep time. So Suzanne, why don't you start us off with preschool?
So this week in babies and toddlers, there is an activity called Choose Happy and Sad. And so leaders, if you choose to make the flip the face signs, those faces could also be used for the bonus teaching hour activity instead of using the thumbs up or thumbs down signs. So doing this might help the toddlers use the craft in a fun way that they made. And for older preschoolers, during the Introduce the Bible Story section, consider playing preschool instruments and asking preschoolers which instruments made the sound. That could be a fun way to engage them before the Bible story.
Very fun. All right. And in younger kids, there's an activity called Make a Liar, and leaders could choose to hot glue the rubber bands to the craft stick to make them more secure. All right, so let's wrap up by talking about what stands out to us in this session. And this story is a really great example of servant leadership and trusting where God has us. Also, for those kids who play an instrument, it's a great reminder to keep filling up those practice logs, which was a reminder that I would have needed in junior high orchestra.
Now I need to know, what did you play, Maggie?
I played the viola, not very well because I didn't practice very often. But David knew that he was going to be king one day, but he submitted to serving King Saul in whatever way he was asked. We are never too important to serve others, and this story is a really good reminder of that.
Yeah, and David used the talent that God gave him to serve others. And so that makes me think of the kids in our classes. You know, what kind of special skills did they have? What kind of talents and skills could be used by our kids to glorify God and serve other people? So encourage kids in your classroom in these skill areas and call them out and try to find opportunities to help them grow in these gifts.
I love that challenge, Suzanne. I'm going to take that this week. All right. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for Kids in Preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.